Cruz, just as Thomas not intimidated by the leftists coming after him. By Jeff Poor on May 17, 2022. Monday on FNC's Hannity, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, sounded off on the full court press applied to Supreme Court Associate Justice Clarence Thomas and his Supreme Court colleagues through an apparent leak of a draft opinion on a pending court decision on abortion. Cruz said he did not believe Thomas was intimidated by the pressure campaign and insisted it was a law clerk sympathetic to left-of-center politics who leaked the opinion for Democrats' political gain. "Well, listen, Justice Thomas is a great American hero," he said. "I know him well. The left is trying to demonize him and attack him. One of the things I love about Justin Thomas, he's got that big, booming laugh. It's almost like Santa Claus, ho, ho, ho. He is not intimidated by the leftists that are coming after him. And you know, what he just said there that you aired a second ago is this leak at the Supreme Court. Was the radical left trying to destroy our Supreme Court? It went right to the heart of the trust in that institution. And by the way, I'm convinced it was a leftist law clerk who leaked it in order to bully and pressure the justices to change their vote. Why do you believe that?" Hannity interjected. "Because it's consistent with the Democrat pattern for years of politicizing and undermining and attacking the judiciary and the Supreme Court, trying to politicize it," Cruz replied. "And you look at who celebrated the leak. It was the hard left that celebrated the leak the instant it happened. Immediately after the leak, you saw left-wing groups publicizing the home addresses of the justices. And we're now seeing angry left-wing protesters going to the justices' homes, trying to terrorize them, trying to threaten them. Listen, if someone comes to your home, that's where your children are. That's where you and your spouse sleep. And, you know, there is a federal statute that makes it a crime to protest at the home of a judge while a case is pending because they don't want people threatening judges in the administration of justice. Merrick Garland, Joe Biden's attorney general, refuses to prosecute these left-wing prosecutors, and the White House is giving the green light to threatening and trying to intimidate the justices. As Justice Thomas said just a minute ago, it's hard to think of an institution in our country the left is not trying to destroy. And we need to be bringing back these institutions to protect our Constitution and to protect the Bill of Rights." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.